This morning, I want to talk about the Holy Trinity, but actually one part of the Holy Trinity. As all good Creole chefs know, the Holy Trinity of onions, bell peppers, and celery in our Louisiana Creole cuisine is the base for several dishes like crawfish etouffee, gumbo, and jambalaya. And the addition of garlic to the Holy Trinity is sometimes referred to as adding the Pope. However, today I've chosen to shine the spotlight on the onion. Better Living Cookbook states, it's believed that the onion originally came from India. In Egypt, it was an object of worship. From Egypt, the onion entered Greece and on to Italy and thence into all of Europe. Well, the onion exists for other things, for other people, and not for itself. The Traveling Onion is a poem by Palestinian-American Naomi Shahab Nye. She describes how much work goes into preparing the onion. Yet when diners comment about the meal, the onion is rarely mentioned. The onion disappears for the sake of others. The Traveling Onion points to the two metaphors or ingredients we find in today's gospel passage from Jesus' Sermon on the Mount. Akin to the onion, salt and light are there to enhance whatever is around it. So we might say that salt, light, and the onion have properties that make change for the better when used in the right proportions. The pilgrim onion on the journey seeks to make things better. Now, in his preaching in this Sermon on the Mount, Jesus reframed what it means to be a person of faith. He said our call is not to talk about religion or even acting in religious ways. Rather, we are to be salt and light, God's presence in this stale and dark world. He calls us to be a presence in society, lifting up the values that he taught. The kinds of change that we desperately need today will only come to be when our hearts are changed by the person of our Lord Jesus Christ. Salt, light, and the onion exist not for themselves, but to call attention to something else. Disciples who are salt and light do not draw attention to themselves, but point toward God. And when Jesus calls his disciples the salt of the earth, he is suggesting that we take responsibility for savoring the world with God's love and justice. We make it more to God's taste, healing its wounds. So what is the contemporary corruption that we need to name and challenge so that our Christian saltiness contributes to humanity, society, our church, and our planet, preserving it, healing it, enabling it to become the kingdom of God in Jesus Christ? Cutting an onion, what does it do? It brings tears to our eyes. What in our strife-filled world brings tears to your eyes? Salt is not sweet or sugary, and neither should our Christian discipleship be. Put salt on a sore and it stings, but it also heals as well. And what about being the light? The prophet Isaiah connects works of mercy like feeding the hungry, clothing the naked, with the breaking forth of light. Christ be our light, we sang. And these acts of loving service for a neighbor are beacons of divine light in an often dark world. And each time we give of our resources, our time, our very selves, the light of the Lord breaks forth like the dawn. So this week, think of a time when you had the opportunity, or look for an opportunity, to be God's light for someone else. How do you respond to that invitation? Our task in being salt and light is a summons to life-changing, grace-giving attitudes that inform every relationship. At work, being salt and light refuses to give ear to malicious gossip or lewd and tawdry humor. Among our neighbors, being salt and light looks like taking up the work of ethnic dialogue and racial reconciliation. Being salt and light sounds like understanding, compassion, feels like empathy when fear-mongering and vitriol would be our natural reaction to social strife. Well, Jesus wants us to be spicy disciples, salt of the earth. And it saddens him to think of us as flavorless and bland. Jesus knows that life is like a gumbo that needs flavoring. And he says we should be like the salt that brings out the taste in the meal. So maybe ask yourself, who in your family adds spice to your life? Who adds spice to our world, to our discipleship? Then once we have done our flavoring, we should practice our disappearing act. For it's not about being recognized for the good works we do. It's about being salt and light in the power and love we find in our Lord Jesus Christ that we celebrate in every Eucharist.